Well, if you've been to any supermarket, any shopping center, any electricity provider's office, do they have them? Not sure. You would note that there is a cost of living crisis in Australia right now. It's expensive to wake up of a morning. It's expensive to go shopping. It's expensive to do your daily expenses. Now, I'm talking groceries. I'm talking electricity. I'm talking fuel. All this stuff that we do daily. But within our kind of quote-unquote daily expenses, like clothing and discretionary spending, like going on a holiday, because you may be in a position where, yeah, it's a cost of living crisis, but we do okay financially. We've got some leave and we do want to spend on a holiday. So there are people who want to spend on a holiday. Anyway, all that to say is we have a lot of things that we spend money on and we know that it's a cost of living crisis. So what if I asked you, would you like to get money back from your expenses? Would you like to get money back from your spending? Now, this sounds wild. This sounds crazy. But my friends, it is possible. And today we're going to talk about how you can earn money without doing anything extra in your life. I feel like I'm selling something weird, some unicorn tears, some rainbows in a can. Trust me, it sounds weird, but I want to get your attention. This is legitimate what we're talking about, getting cash back from everyday spending. It's a thing. If you haven't heard my voice in a while or at all, my name's Glenn James. I created the Retire Right podcast. Mark McGrath is a financial advisor who hosts a lot of the technical episodes, but I'm a podcaster. I run a podcast called This Is Money, and I started Retire Right to really help those who are over age 50, who are over 55. As a formal financial advisor, I know you've got unique challenges and opportunities when it comes to your money. So as I said, my name's Glenn James. You've seen me kicking around the Facebook group. I'm joined today by Pascal Heliamore. She's from a company called Grow My Money. So let's get right into it. You're listening to Retire Right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Pascal from Grow My Money, welcome to Retire Right.
Thank you for having me, Glenn. It is an absolute joy and pleasure to be here.
Now, this, you know, as I said at the top of the episode, getting money back without spending any more money, that sounds too good to be true. Often in the money world, if it's too good to be true, it is. But guess what, folks? This is something you need to listen to. And we're going to talk about the company Grow My Money and how they are helping people grow their money without spending any extra and getting cash back effectively to put on their mortgage, to put into their super. And we will get into that, Pascal. But I just want to maybe start by throwing it to you for our listeners and asking, who is Pascal Heliamore? OAM, which is awesome.
OAM, yes.
What do you do? Who are you? What's your tax file number? Tell us everything.
My dear Fanny is wonderful. No, I'm kidding. So thank you for the intro. Who I am, I'm a marketing professional. I've been in financial services for over 25 years, which kind of puts an age on me. Anywho, moving on. And I've worked with blue chip companies, BT Financial Group, JP Morgan Asset Management. I actually left corporate world to have children, and then I started my own e-commerce business from home. So that really schooled me in startup and tech and so on. I went on to become advisor and mentor to other startups, one of which was the Australian Gender Equality Council, or AGEC for short, and I was director of communications there. And we worked with government and corporates and the everyday user. And it really came home to me in that role how what a parlous state superannuation was in for women in this country. So by background, I've been living out of the country for some time. And I was just shocked and horrified to find that and in fact, a lot of your listeners will resonate with this, the fact that the fastest growing demographic of homeless people in the country was, you know, the old woman, women over 55. And I thought, this is terrible. Like, not to put it too fine a point, but this is absolutely shocking. We have this incredible country, as rich as it is, and this is how we thank women who have dedicated a lifetime in service to others by letting them retire and couch surf for the rest of their days or sleep rough. This is appalling. I had also been aware that these challenges had been made known to government for a good two decades by this point. So I thought, wow, the pace of change is glacial, and that's a generous description. So what can I do about it? Because frankly, by this point, I was pissed off. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to bring some of my e-commerce skills and my financial background skills, and I brought it all together and created a shopping platform where you earn cash back from every time you shop into your superannuation and now into your mortgage. So let's just talk about that cashback bit because, as you said, it does sound a bit like, you know, rainbows in a can and unicorns and so on. And I fully agree. It does sound a bit like this magical entity called cashback. So the way that it works is that, let's say I spend $1,000 at Big W and I'm just buying stuff, you know, stuff for the house, stuff that I need. It's money I was going to be spending anyway. Big W pays me $20 as a user. Now, what's in it for Big W, you might say? For Big W, this is just another form of marketing. If I'm the Big W digital manager, I've got my budget and I say, right, how am I going to spend this? Google ads, you know, advertising on Facebook.
The side of a bus.
How am I going to, like, what is the best return for my money? Mm. And this concept of cashback is called affiliate marketing. So really, you know, it's a very effective form of marketing. So as the digital manager of Big W, I can track it. I can see how it performs. I can measure its efficacy, et cetera. So, you know, the affiliate marketing industry in Australia is a multi-billion dollar industry. So it's not new. It's been around for a good 10 years, but this is the first time that it's been applied to superannuation and mortgage.
Okay. So a lot going on there, and a lot of people, you know, their spidey senses may prick up and remember getting invited to someone's house and they're talking about a new business opportunity and they were doing Amway and all this stuff.
Which, MLM, hello.
Yes, all that stuff. It's not that, but what I want to do, I want to maybe, again, just reiterate and mansplain it back to me so I'm fully aware to explain to people. So you've got a company called Grow My Money.
My money. Correct.
And you've got a variety of different users who use your app and website. Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk through it this slow, Pascal. I'll go with you. I'm a bit basic. And then what happens is I register with your company and I put in my my Visa debit card or my payment method onto your website. Now, sidebar, we will talk about the security and all that of this online safety with your card after this, but effectively I register the card that I use at the checkout at every place with you. Now, you rock up to, and we'll use Big W as an example. You rock up to Big W and say, hey, what if we could bring you an extra 3,000 customers into your store? And they go, keep talking. We like more customers. Big W says to you, if you do that, we will pay Grow My Money. Okay. Now, in the background, Grow My Money wants to actually help people and have a win-win scenario. So if I spend $300 at Big W and get, actually, Pascal, sidebar, what's a real life an amount, a percentage for like Big W? Is it 5%?
It is 2%.
2%, okay.
So the example I used was $1,000. I'll get $20 a user back. Yep.
So if I rock up to Big W and spend $1,000 on a, you know, I want to take up mountain biking and fishing and I buy $1,000 worth of stuff at Big W, I'm going to spend that anyway. I go to the counter, pay for that with my card and Grow My Money, or Big W sees that there's a flag on their checkout that this card is registered with Grow My Money. So we're going to give Grow My Money money, and you're going to split that commission or with the person who uses Grow My Money.
Correct.
So that's a lot to take in. Effectively, Grow My Money, you go to a, and just maybe talk to us about some of the other retailers that you've got relationships with.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do really well with the retailers. They understand that we are about, as a company, that we're about creating sustainable and responsible future wealth creation. So as a result, we have retailers like Apple, Nespresso, Maya, Virgin Australia, Dyson, The Good Guys, Freedom. There's we've got over 500.
I'm on your website at the moment, and I can see that there's also Flight Center, Priceline.
Yes, Priceline, Vet Supply,
Maya,
Pet Barn. Yes, Australia Post. So there's loads at Foxtel.
Wow.
So there's loads and loads of retailers across every category. So whether you're buying the pet food, whether you're replacing your dishwasher, whether you're buying presents for the grandkids, you name it, we have it. And these retailers are split between where you earn cash back from your online shopping, right? So not everything is in store, of course, but when you're, maybe you want to buy some travel insurance, well, you can do that through Grow My Money and earn cash back. If you maybe want to go to City Extra for a meal with your friends, then that's an in-store, what we call an in-store purchase. And because you've linked your card, as you said, all I do is, Glenn, you and I have a meal together. We have a bowl of pasta, glass of red wine. At the end of the meal, I will pay for our bill. Let's say it's $100. And I will pay using my linked card, so the card that I have linked online with Grow My Money. And then I will see $14 from that dinner appear in my account automatically.
Do you want to know something wild, Pascal? And just full disclosure, everyone, I personally use Grow My Money, and I've just logged into my account, right, online, and at the top corner it's got GJ, my initials, and it's got an amount there. So there's an amount there, and it's in my cashback balance that is accruing, and then I log in and say I wanted to pay it onto my mortgage or into my super. But my point here is, on the 10th of April, because I live in Newcastle, I went to Sydney 3 nights because I often will book 3 nights in Sydney. I get to the hotel, you know, that night, have a shower, blah, blah, blah. Ah, I didn't pack any underwear. So so I've gone over to Broadway to the Bond store and purchased 3 pairs of underwear, and I got cash back.
Yes,
from that, because Grow My Money have my Visa debit card on file, and you've clearly got a relationship with Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I was spending the money anyway because I'm stupid.
He needed underwear.
And I who doesn't? Anyway, that's another story. But this stuff works in the background. So
you didn't have to take any extra action.
Nope.
In order to earn that that Bonds cashback.
So
you just went about your life.
Because this is so, I just want to keep talking about this practical thing because it's really hard to explain, and it took me a while, and it's really hard to understand sometimes. Effectively, companies, you know, 101 in business, we sell something for more than what we pay for it, and that thing's called the profit, right? Companies, Bonds, have basically said to Grow My Money, we will give you a little bit of our profit if your customers shop with us, and then Grow My Money say, we want to give the lion's share of that back to our customers. So you're creating a platform and ecosystem of shoppers who are spending anyway and are getting cash back from a variety of different retailers.
That's exactly right. Someone I was speaking to recently described it very nicely. They were relatively new to the whole cashback concept and to Grow My Money. They said, so no one's losing out in this transaction. I said, no, they're not. You've got the retailer who wins because they're getting more sales. You've got the customer that wins because they're earning money for something they were going to, you know, do anyway into their superannuation or mortgage. And from a company perspective, Grow My Money is doing good in the world, right? So we're helping close the gender super gap. We're helping our users become more, you know, more wealthy in the long term.
Interestingly enough, I didn't know this either. There's a chain called Glue Store.
Yes.
This is another. I was staying at the same hotel before at the end of last year. Had to go to an event at the Podcast Awards night, and I packed my nice shirt, went to try it on. I'm like, I've put on weight. Oh dear. Run down to Glue Store, $70 for a shirt. I was spending the money anyway, and I see the cash back in my account.
Yes. But tell me, Glenn, what do you also see? You see the present-day value of your cash back.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
And you would see the future value of your cash back.
Yes. So it says, so I've logged in, your total My Home could save you this much interest. So actually, before we get to that, so it's a thing over the next 10, 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, so I did it, I wanted to pay it onto my mortgage, okay?
Okay,
talk
sure.
to me about the My Home and the My Super components, because we're doing all our shopping, we're getting
yes.
this profit share through Grow My Money back to my physical account. It sits in there. I get an email that says, hey, Glenn, some money's been paid. We need you to log in and, you know, let us know where you want to pay it to. Talk to us about the choices around the super or the home loan. Because this, it does go back to why you started Grow My Money. Because, you know, you were working with the Gender Equality Council Australia, and there's a categorical thing where, you know, women in particular have a lower super balance. There's a super gender gap. That way. I always say it the wrong way. But particularly if you're 60 or over, there's probably a relative super gap, because when you started in the workforce, super might not have been a thing. And I think the reason why I wanted to have Pascal on to talk about this was, if you're over 55, it's going to be, I think, one of two things. We've still got our mortgage and trying to pay that down. Well, you're buying underwear anyway. You're buying holidays anyway. You're buying extra large shirts, not large because you're now
your
bigger.
Appliances.
You're buying all that anyway. You may as well register and get the profit back and put that on your mortgage, right? Or you're like, oh, my mortgage is pretty much under control. The kids are left home. Mortgage is paid off. Well, let's now focus on building our super with money that we're getting from retailers as profit through Grow My Money.
That's right. Yeah.
So it is a legitimate win-win.
Yes. Yes. Good for you, good for your mortgage, good for your super, and good for the retailer.
Yeah. So that's why when you log in, and everyone, you know, if you do want to have a look at this, you can go to growmymoney.com.au, or if you use the podcast app and you can see in the comment or the description, there's a link there. And, you know, generally we say don't click links if they're sent to you via text and all that. When it's in the podcast show notes, it's safe because, you know, we did it. But if in doubt and you're a bit worried about links, you can go to Google and just search Grow My Money, and the website is growmymoney.com.au.
Now, that's right.
So we've got the option, My Super or My Home.
Yes.
And I can see there's an amount of $18,000 my future there.
Mm-hmm.
So talk, yeah. So basically, all that to say, talk to me about this little projection here.
Okay. So on your screen, you would have your present day value of your cash back of how much you've earned through Grow My Money. But we're very much focused on the long term, and it's really important for our members to understand that. The dollar that they earn back now, it really just, it's not just a dollar, because it's going into your super where it's compounding nicely away for who knows, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, or it's going into your mortgage. So it's helping offset the amount of interest, right, that you have to pay. And the reason that we display the value of what we're adding to your life is because we're trying to encourage everyone to purchase as much as they can through the site. And the reason for that is simply because in the long run, and when we talk about super and mortgage, we are talking about the long run. We are talking about 20, 25 years, whatever it might be. Literally every dollar counts. Every dollar counts. And Glenn, you and I have spoken previously, and we've talked about the complexities of superannuation. And I'm not a financial advisor, but I have worked in the industry for 25 years, and I've spoken a lot to large groups of women who haven't understood super. And I can tell you that as a presenter, I've often had rooms full of women in tears. Not because I wanted to, but because I have just articulated to them, perhaps for the first time in their life, that, you know, here's how much super you're going to need. And now just think about what you actually have and the difference between them. And the tears come from that mental calculation of a woman going, holy whack, I don't know how I'm going to get there. And so one of the key things about super, despite its complexity, and is one thing is true, and I know this from my own personal experience, that you just add as much super as you can, as early as you can, mm-hmm. as often as you can.
Yeah, they often say, they, whoever they are, you know, less is more and all this stuff. More, but when it comes to money, more is more. And
true.
You know, if there's ways that you can get more money in your life, I'm going to do it.
That's right.
Simple as that.
That's right. That's right. And also, if as you say, you're, you know, booking the holiday or you're buying the pet food, whatever, you're doing that anyway. Why? And if you have the just think about it from an investment perspective. If you have a chance to turn, through no effort, a dollar into 10, 20 in the long term, why wouldn't you do it? It's just, so that's, we are very much focused on the future and future wealth creation, because the $1 turns into 20, et cetera. And in terms of, you know, adding every single dollar, we see that. We see that in our user base. We see some of our users shop what I would call religiously, like based on their transactions. They are putting everything that they can through the platform, you know, and they are selecting retailers who offer the highest amount of cashback, or they are, you know, if somebody needs to book the family holiday, they're sticking up their hand to do it, because, you know, that the cashback, whether it's $50, $100, is going to come into their account and therefore into their super or mortgage. So it really is about being, it's a no-brainer, but it's about being smart with where you spend your money and how you spend.
Okay, so on your website, I've clicked, and I'm doing this live, everyone, because I just want to catch Pascal out. I'm like that. Just doing gotcha podcasting. I clicked shop. So I've logged in, and if I've clicked shop. Now I can see just randomly all the categories. So there's a 2.5% cashback here with Freedom. So are you saying if I use my car, if I want to go buy a new lounge, or a lamp or something from Freedom, you know, I've got a Freedom lamp that I got recently. If I just book that online, I'll get 2.5% cash back. Is it as simple as that? I can just look through your thing and go, oh, that's interesting. I use Freedom a bit or
yes.
All that.
So you click, you've seen the Freedom tile offering 2.5%. You click on the tile, it'll then push you onto the Freedom website.
Yep, which I'm there now.
Okay, so let's say you spend $1,000, because that's easy, yep. Spending at Freedom. You will and you buy on Freedom website as you would normally.
Yep.
You have just happened to start your journey with us.
Yep.
And you will receive $25 into your Grow My Money account.
Mm. Yeah, without doing anything extra. Yeah.
You were going to go to that website anyway.
Okay. Is there a carve out, and maybe this is a segue, but I'll look at some other retails before I. Because what I'm planning on doing, everyone, is grilling Pascal and asking a lot of hard questions. you don't want anything to do with me ever again. Hey, if there's a sale, you know,
yes.
If Freedom's got here 30% off this.
Having a sale.
Does it still get? Do I still
Absolutely.
Get a cashback? Okay, cool.
Yeah. So let's say, using our previous example, let's say that sofa you wanted was $1,000. Now it's on sale, and now it's for sale. Yeah, $800. You will still earn 2.5% on the 800. And if I'm not mistaken, Freedom has its own rewards programs, like through points and you can still earn the Freedom rewards.
Okay. Does it let me link my credit card?
Yes.
So I could effectively get credit card points Freedom Points and correct. Grow My Money cash
an
back.
Item on sale. Correct.
Yep. So it's this layering thing, correct. Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
BWS, there you go, Dad. Mum and Dad listen to this podcast sometimes. So Sheridan, 4.5%. So there's some really good brands here.
There's some amazing brands.
I'm just having a look. Bonds we mentioned, Apple, Sephora, Pet Barn, Best and Less.
Yep.
The Good Guys, if you want to buy that new washing machine.
Virgin Australia, Expedia, Agoda, also great for those overall holiday packages and bookings.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. Well, I think what I want to do is everyone has got a bit of an idea how it works. And again, I'll just repeat it once more. Companies say to you, hey, Pascal, you've got thousands of people in your world. If you bring them to us, we will track those users via their card. And again, we'll get into the security of that. And we will split our profit with your users. It's that whole buying power thing. You're bringing a group of people to different retailers and they would rather give a bit of their profit away to get the sale. And then they can log into your website and effectively say, I want to put this extra money that, you know, I'm getting for free money into my super or onto my mortgage. Simple as that.
Correct. That's it. And the other thing I'd like to add there, Glenn, is that once you set up your super details or your mortgage details, you just need to do that once. And then every month when we have money to pay you, we just pay it across automatically. And I think that's a really important point. So what it's set and forget. So, you know, all you do is provide your details, then shop as you would normally. Shop at Freedom, shop the bonds in store. And when the cash back from the retailer has been cleared, then we pay it across to you. So you don't have to log in to send that money to your super. We do that for you.
So I think
and we do it monthly.
Yeah, and I think maybe the only thing you might do as well is like, oh, yeah, we do need to get some new bedding. I'm just going to log in to Grow My Money and have a look at the category. Beds and bedding, there's a category here. You know, you've got Bed Bath and Table, Sheridan, all these brands. My House, I've heard of that. Koala, Sleeping Giant. So you could go, I could use Grow My Money as a bit of a filter. I've got to buy new bedding. I may as well get some free money back, even if it is on sale with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's a good little website.
It's particularly good, like, I always think about how my time is spent. So if I'm booking the family holiday and I'm spending all those hours, right, doing the research, et cetera, I'm going to choose, you know, platforms or retailers or brands that are on Grow My Money. Because if I'm spending $20,000 on flights, I want to make sure that my time spent on the research is being
compensated. Pascal spends that much because she's collecting children.
Yes, yeah, that's right. It helps that I've got a few of them, and none of them are under, you know, they're all paying full freight now. So but also, like, you know, I don't know about anyone else on of our listeners. I'm Santa as well, right? And I'm buying. Yeah, I do Christmas. I buy all the food and the drink and the gifts and the blah blah blah, and so I feel like, okay, my time, copious amounts of it, spent on doing all this stuff, at least is being monetized, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. No, that's awesome. Hey, we'll take a quick break. Then when we get back, I'm going to fire up the grill and grill Pascal. I've got some questions that I want answered around all this stuff. So we'll be back right after this.
If you're after personal financial advice, don't get it from a podcast. If you would like help based on your own personal situation, head over to retireright.com.au, click Get Help, and we'd be happy to introduce you to one of our trusted retirement advisors. Our trusted retirement advisors work with clients remotely all over Australia, so they can connect with you wherever you are. That's retireright.com.au and click Get Help to arrange a complimentary discussion to see how they can help.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, we're back. Now, before we get onto this whole, storing credit card or debit card details with your company, are you regulated? Like, is there some accountability in the background, or are you running this from, I don't know, some country in Eastern Europe and, your name's not really Pascal? Like, just tell us about the regulatory framework of which you operate in.
Sure. So we operate as a corporate authorized representative under an Australian financial services license. So all that is a very long way of saying that we fall under ASIC's gaze when it comes to the money transfer. And that's really important. The other thing I just want to mention on that is thinking about the bonds in-store example or the Freedom example. When your cash back is paid by Freedom, it goes into what's a trust account or an escrow, right? And it is from there that your $25 for the Freedom purchase is paid. As a business, we are not paid until our financial services license provider is satisfied that Glenn's $25 is going to reach him and that Jane's $10 cashback is going to reach her. So we have to make sure that everyone's ledger is squared and everyone's cashback is going to reach them before, as a business, we get paid. Now, on that whole regulation component, we are audited by our AFIS provider twice a year, and they then report to ASIC. So this is not for cowboys. Like, this is a serious business, and we operate under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of checks and balances.
Okay, so two things I picked up there. Number one, I've logged in and I might see $120 of cash back that's accrued. If Grow My Money did disappear off the face of the earth tomorrow, that $120 that I've accrued isn't sitting in Grow My Money, it's in that trust account.
Correct.
Okay, awesome.
Correct.
Secondly, you touched on, and we might lead into this, how does Grow My Money make money? If, for example, I do some spending and I get $25 paid to me, Grow My Money may have been paid $26 and you withhold a small amount as you're earning your keep and pass the lion's share back to your customers.
Correct. So because we are operating under the AFSL banner, we therefore have to adhere to our financial services guide. And our financial services guide, which is freely available on the website, dictates that we can only, as a business, we can only retain between 25 and 50% of the gross commission. So let's say a gross commission on that Freedom transaction was $50. We give you 25 and we take 25. 50% is the maximum we can take.
Yeah, cool. So that answers my question. That's how you make money. And, a healthy Grow My Money business means you're out there getting more brands to work with and, using the clearinghouse effectively to split the profit with me, the consumer. Okay, so we talked about, I log in and I put my MasterCard debit card in your website as the card that I use online or in store. Now, can you log into your back end now and find my credit card number and go and buy a TV?
No. Okay. I cannot.
How does that work?
The reason being, so firstly, just you can log, you can register 5 cards on the platform, credit or debit, and they can be for personal or business. We don't mind. And in fact, judging by some of our purchasing transactions, I'd say we've got more than a few of our customers using the corporate credit card making travel bookings because you just cannot travel that much. Anyway, so we can see the transactions and what's being purchased, but we cannot see card details. And the reason for that is because when you enter your, let's say it's a Visa debit card with the long number, those details are effectively turned into, we'll call it a string of letters and numbers. So that those card details are masked, right? Now, those letters and numbers, they are sent back to Visa or MasterCard or Air Force or whoever. Because obviously they know your details and you're fine with them knowing your details. So now we've gone into City Extra.
Which is a local haunted circular key, is it?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And the example I was using previously. Now, when I pay for our pasta and red wine at checkout, what happens is the point of sale machine, I've tapped with my card. When that transaction hits Visa, it recognizes the string of letters and numbers. And Visa goes, oh, that's right. This card is linked with the Grow My Money program. Therefore, we need to send $14 back to the owner of that string.
Right, which is your trust account.
Correct. And that's when you see it appear in your Grow My Money account.
Yeah. So it goes to the trust account with that string attached that there could be thousands of dollars in your trust account, but 20 mm-hmm. of that is mine. When you do yes. your quarterly or monthly accounts and you pay people, yes. Mm-hmm. people are paid first before you're allowed to take profit, so the ledger has to be squared.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then it's just a rinse and repeat. So under no circumstances yep. is once you put the details in of the card mm-hmm. and the string has been assigned, that mm-hmm. the credit card number in full.
No, correct. That's exactly it. Because if we stored card details, which we do not, just to be 100% clear on that, it comes with a whole nother level and set of responsibilities and data encryption layers, etc. Which we
you're in the cashback business, not in the card storing business.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
I'm just looking at my notes here.
Turn up the heat.
Turn up the
heat.
Okay.
On. Turn
so
up the heat.
Glennie James, I've signed up to Grow My Money. Are you just yeah. taking my email address and selling it to a company in Ukraine?
No. We do not sell any data. So the first thing to say is that as a user, you can sign up using the very little amount of data. All we need is your email, name and email, really. You put in your super details, you put in your mortgage details. You don't have to give us your phone number if you don't want to. There's no date of birth requirement. There's a month and a year if that helps. But really, name and email is all you need. And with the information that we can see, like, you know, the fact you spent $1,000 at Freedom or whatever, we don't do anything with that data. We do not sell it on to third-party providers. We don't. Everything is just basically locked and in our onshore AWS servers, and we just use your data for the purposes of reconciliation and paying you what you are owed.
Now, one of the options is for me to put my superannuation account number in there and mm-hmm. the is it the USI? What's the super code? What details do you need for the super fund? Let me have a look.
Well, we just need your super fund biller code.
Yes.
And your customer reference number.
Oh, okay. So you don't need any of the behind the scenes ATO stuff. No. You can call your super fund and say, what's my personal contribution?
What's my CRN, customer reference number?
To pay in as.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's cool.
And most super funds, not all, but most super funds just have one BPAY biller code.
Yeah.
So, and then if you have an SMSF, which I understand some of your listeners on this podcast might, We obviously need a few more details because that's how an SMSF works. We need the BSB, you know, the name of the trust, the BSB, the account number, and so on.
Yeah. Okay. So I've just in real time clicked add my super details, and I hadn't previously because I put my bank details for the mortgage. Tell us which super fund you're with. I've just selected, so for example, Australian Super.
Yes.
And then I call Australian Super because it asks me for the BPAY details. So I would call the super fund and say, hey, I need the BPAY details so I can make a voluntary contribution.
Yeah.
Into Super.
Yep. Sure. But you don't even need to call because your super fund will have all
on
this
the statement
in
or the
their
website. Yeah.
Correct. Yep. Correct.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's easy. Okay, you've answered that one. Here's a curly one.
Yes.
So mum and dad, hey mum and dad, if I want them to set up this, can they have a joint account or do we get dad to set one up and mum to set one up or do we put mum and dad's card in mum's profile? What's the best way to do that for a couple?
You would each have an account, a Grow My Money account.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you might ultimately be pointing to the same SMSF.
Yep.
But you would each need an SMSF account. A Grow My Money account.
Yes. Cool. Okay, yes. That's easy. There's no way that you can, when people thinking, oh, what if, you know, you're paying into my super, there's no way that you can access people's super fraudulently or normal. Like, there's just no way.
No. If you think about when you pay your, you know, energy bill, for example, there's a biller code and CRN on there. You would never think about trying to take money out of Energy Australia, right? So biller code and BPAY, that's one way transaction. So we are only able to pay into your super fund. Because when you enter your details then, like using the Aussie example, Australian Super example, we don't even know, like we don't know your client number. You don't need to tell us that. We don't need your SPIN, you know. We don't, there's nothing pertaining to you other than your name because we don't even have your date of birth, right? So there's just no way that we could do it.
Okay, so at the moment, the bonds install thing on my website on my login is saying pending. So is there a period of time? So if I, bad example, took the underwear back and said, I want a refund, that'd be like, go away, we don't do that. You know, if I bought the lamp from Freedom and I took it back and I was like, hey, this is not working, I'll just like a refund, please.
Yes.
That pen, like it's, there is that period of where it just is in suspense for a couple of months.
Correct. And so, it's for exactly that reason, to accommodate returns. So when, let's say 30, 60 days have elapsed, you have returned the lamp to Freedom. Freedom says, okay, great. We're happy to release that money now and we'll pay it across to Grow My Money's trust account. And then we pay it across to you. Now, obviously the turnaround time on your in-store purchases is a lot faster because you're not returning the meal from City Extra.
So weirdly, if, for example, it was after 3 months and I bought the lamp and they paid the Grow My Money trust account and then it cleared the period and then they paid the money and then I ended up going back to Freedom 7 months later because, oh, the lamp's actually faulty and I'm just like, just give me a refund, they wouldn't be able to claw it back because it's a business risk that they've taken on as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And also that, you know, that's something very important for us. When we, if we make a mistake, and this happened, you know, very early days where we overpaid some users. Like, let's say you were owed, I don't know, $40 1 month and we paid you $60, whatever. Or maybe we paid the $40 twice. We, as a business, we just had to kiss that money goodbye because guess what? It'd been paid into super and we can't get it out. So, we learned our lessons on that one. But from a consumer perspective, you know, they can't do anything about it. Your returns period has, you know, so you can't return the lamp. So they, as a business, they just have to wear it.
Yeah. I think where's the best place to send people to if they can't find the link in the podcast description to have a bit of a look into this? They can just go to growmymoney.com.au.
That's it.
Yep. Is there an app for Android or Apple?
Both.
Okay.
So just search Grow My Money on either of those platforms and download and you're away. It's free to join. So I'm not sure if we covered that up front, but it is free to join. And, you know, there are no ongoing service charges.
Is there a, for the more advanced online shoppers, is there a web plugin for like Google Chrome or anything like that?
Absolutely. There's a browser extension. So if you go to growmymoney.com.au and you go right down the bottom, you'll see there's a, in the footer, there's a, it'll say browser extension. So you can download it from there. And you'll also see a cashback app. And so that's another way you can access the apps. Yeah.
Look, I think I'm confident with all the questions that I've asked you because for me it was really more around those kind of, you know, how safe is it? You've answered that. You're not selling my data to Eastern Europe. You know, you're regulated, which is good. And I will say, if you are new to our podcast, not everything that we talk about is for everyone. But I will say, if we have a brand or a company like Pascal from Grow My Money on, we know on balance, well, categorically, that there is no harm. So you might be thinking, oh, well, this isn't relevant for me. That's fine. You might not want to do this, but it's not of harm to any of our listeners. And that's kind of when I talk about, you know, we had someone on recently talking about annuities. Yeah, annuity, it's a legitimate thing that works for a lot of people, but it might not work for some. And the same with, and this is more just a bit of housekeeping for our podcast, we only have products and services on that do not do harm.
I love that. I didn't know that that was specific to your, but it actually aligns very much with your values, Glenn, and also obviously what we do as a company. And well done.
Well, and like I really do not have any financial startups that haven't been around for at least 3 years because you need some proof
the
that you
the fly by night effect.
Yeah. Well, you're just kind of just like, well, hey, I'm not sending all our listeners over to your thing if you're gonna can't, you know, if you're going to be out of business next week because you can't run a business. Yeah. Like, so there is some just some housekeeping. If we ever have brands, products, or services on the show, it's not causing harm, but it isn't. Might not be for everyone.
Yes.
And so, don't get too outraged if, you know, if something isn't for you and we talk about it on the show. So, look, we've covered a lot of ground about Grow My Money. Is there anything that you want to finish on that I may not have asked you?
I think we've covered it all, honestly, because it's been pretty in-depth as to, you know, how it works and the shopping process. I think...
I just use it myself because it's free money.
well, there is that, right? But also, personally, and obviously I use it every day, but I love seeing what my shopping can become in the long run. And that is very satisfying to me. So just for context, I've earned $1,600-$1,700 in present day value of cashback, but over the long term, because it's adding to my super and we did, you know, 25 years, la, 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 you know, it's an additional $36,000. And I just go, wow. And all I was doing was being me, being a mum, sorting Christmas, all the things, right? And it's money I was going to spend. So why not? And particularly with the cost of living crisis at the moment, you know, we're all looking for ways to make our dollars go further. You know, I regularly get bill shock every time I buy something because of cost of living. And I know that in the household, you know, three kids, there is a certain floor beneath which you cannot stretch, like you can't cut things anymore without, I don't know, selling a child or something. I'm just kidding on that last one.
She's just kidding. She tried. She couldn't.
Yeah, I tried. No, there were no buyers. But but the thing is, like, so it's really about being smart with what you have and making your money go further. And this Grow My Money makes your money go further. Mm. So that's why, personally, obviously, I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast, sharing a bit of your story and how the whole cashback world works with Grow My Money. Pascal Heliamore, thank you so much for joining us on Retire Right.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, www.growmymoney.com.au if you want to check it out yourself, like I do. Free money, everyone. We'll see you soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands on which we live and work and pay respects to their elders past, present and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to this podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement, target market determination and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, and Glenn James are authorised representatives of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.